Good day, everyone. Welcome back to Dreams Warp, the podcast designed to awaken you to a new reality. For today's episode, I'm going to be sharing with you some techniques that should help ease tension, anxiety, stress, fear. I think this is especially prevalent now with the whole COVID-19 outbreak. So I wanted to share with you some techniques you can use to help you stay calm during these stressful times. Hey all, before we get into this, I just need to allow a quick word from a sponsor. Thanks for your patience. All right, let's go ahead and get into this. My name is George, and if this is your first time here, first I want to say thank you for checking out the podcast. The purpose of the podcast is to explore the mind and the depths of consciousness which created. Ultimately, the podcast is here to help you gain a sense of mastery over your reality and your life by mastery of the mind. So if that's something that interests you, you have definitely come to the right place. And I'd like to say that if you find the content of this podcast helpful, I certainly hope that you'll consider sharing it with others. Now, we have a few series here on the podcast. We have our Tuesday Taoism. We have our Zen stream on Sunday. And then I try, like today, to throw in an extra episode on a different topic, something related to mental health, meditation, mindfulness, basically anything and everything that helps you reach your goals, achieve your dreams, and just live an overall happier day-to-day life. So my background, as many of you know, or unless you're new here, maybe you don't know, I am a psychotherapist, been doing that for about 16 years now. And the bulk of those years, I mean, now it's become about maybe half of the years, about 8 years out of the time, has been strictly in dealing with individuals suffering with trauma-related issues, anxiety, stress, obviously. So a lot of the work that I did for a solid little over eight years was totally devoted to helping individuals with, again, with tension, anxiety, stress, sleep issues, and trauma related issues. And, you know, obviously that overlaps with a lot of other stuff, depression, you know, substance abuse. So that always, you know, shows up, quite a bit. So I wanted to, during these times, I mean, let's be frank right now. With the COVID-19 outbreak, there's a whole lot of this going around, and I've been seeing it. I've been seeing it at work. I've been seeing it with just friends, family, you know, people that I'm interacting with on social media. It's just a general trend, you know, happening right now with good reason. People are feeling very anxious and very stressed during these times, very worried. I figure I could put some content out there that offers you some things that if you're struggling with some of that anxiety, that worry, that tension, these suggestions, tips, techniques, whatever you want to call them, should help ease that. Okay. Now, if you are looking for a more kind of a directive, kind of like a relaxation meditation type thing, I did put out an episode, I think it was last week. That literally the whole episode is just a guided relaxation meditation. And if you're dealing, again, with some anxiety, you have anxiety issues, even if you're having issues with sleep especially, I'd highly encourage you to listen to that episode. I would encourage you to do it twice a day, like I suggested in that episode. So you could check that out as well. So this is more giving you suggestions, things you can try. That other one from last week actually walks you through a meditation technique, a relaxation, I should say, relaxation technique. So let's go ahead and get into these. I have five for you, five suggestions, tips, or techniques, and I'm going to give you a bonus one at the end. So let's go ahead and get started. The first one that I want to talk to you about is actually quite simple. What you want to do is you want to start reducing how much news, social media, and just outside stimulation, information that you're getting about the virus itself. Now, I'm not saying that you should just completely disconnect, you know, stick your head in the sand and not pay attention and not stay informed. That's not what I'm saying. Okay, let's not jump to extremes. I'm just saying that it should be reduced, especially, again, if you're struggling with some anxiety and tension related to this issue. I put out a YouTube video about this recently, and you know, if your phone is pinging like mine has been at least every hour, sometimes it's two or three times an hour, with news headlines about how many people are dying, how many people are infected, how this is going out of control, how nobody's doing anything right, how, and it's just going off all the time, that is obviously not going to help, okay? So what you can do is maybe for your news apps, for example, turn off the notifications. You can limit yourself, just some ideas, to news maybe half an hour in the morning, half an hour in the evening, just to stay informed, right? And just, you know, engage a little bit less in all that stuff, because I think that that is fueling a lot of this anxiety and this tension. Okay. So that would be suggestion number one, is just cut back on it, limit it a little bit. In the same vein, you could, I guess, look up, you know, maybe some positive news, right? You can do that too. Good stories for the day, positive Google, something like that. And that could help also, you know, kind of just get away from that energy that's going around right now, that's all over the place, all this tension, anxiety, fear, worry. And I think, you know, to some extent, okay, a little bit, the media uses that to keep you watching. I really do believe that. So you want to just not be taken advantage of, okay? And don't fall for that. Now, number two is, for me, probably the most important, okay? Number two has to do with, I would call it, and I didn't make up this term. I know I've heard it somewhere else. I can't think of where right now. But it's basically anchoring yourself in your breath and in your body. This is something that I talk a lot about here on the podcast in general, and some on the YouTube channel. But the idea is, or to put this into a real, you know, because that sounds kind of abstract, right? Anchor yourself in the body. Let me put it real, real plain and practical for you. What you want to do is every hour, okay, you could, if you want, set a reminder for this, but that again could increase the number of times your phone is yelling at you. But however you want to remember, just every hour or so, okay, you want to take 2 minutes, okay? 5 minutes is better, but at least 2 minutes, you just want to get somewhere, if you can, somewhere quiet, okay? And then what you're going to do is you're just going to bring all of your attention to your breath and to your abdomen. Very, very simple. And what I'd like you to do while you're doing this is at the end of each exhale, you're going to breathe normally, okay? No weird breathing, anything noisy or crazy. In through the nose, out through the nose, just normal breathing. And what you're going to do at the end of each exhale, okay, before you take your next inhale, just pause for a second, to maybe 2 seconds, okay? You just want to have a little pregnant pause between each exhale and each inhale. And during that pause, you want to just keep your body completely still. Don't move a muscle. Just be very, very, very still. And at the end of the exhale, you just pause for a second and try to focus on that stillness, that kind of, there's no movement, very, very still. Just put all your attention, all your awareness on that. And you want to do that, again, at least 2 minutes every hour while you're awake, okay? That is going to also help you to just, it's almost like a reset button, okay? So you want to do that, okay? And you may, if you suffer from severe levels of anxiety, you know, I'm talking about maybe, you know, a full-blown kind of a panic disorder, or, you know, PTSD type stuff, or, you know, severe generalized anxiety, you at first, this may be a struggle. You may have a hard time relaxing. I have heard some people say that when they try to do that, it starts to bring on a sense of panic. So if you have anything like that happen, just back off. You know, I hope that you're seeing a provider near you, okay? Don't replace your local health, mental health care with this podcast, okay? And that's not the purpose of this podcast. Just want to put that out there in case that happens. Just ease off, talk to your local, you know, provider, your local healthcare person, and hopefully they could assist you further with that issue. Okay. So that would be number two. Number three, equally important. Well, I said that two is my favorite, so let me be clear. Almost as equally important, very, very close, would be exercise and diet. Now, for myself, exercise is so, I mean, it's such a huge part of my life. You just ask my wife. I exercise a lot, okay? I exercise a lot. I do 4 sessions of high-intensity interval training every week. I do strength training 3 times a week. I do some very basic yoga stretching 3 times a week. And I do core 3 times a week. Somehow I managed to fit all that in, with everything else that I'm doing. But the point is, especially after the high-intensity interval training, I get such a rush of like just feeling amazing, endorphins, you know, firing off in the brain. You just feel really, really good. And it really serves, to me, it almost feels like a meditation. Like when I'm exercising really strongly afterward, I feel like I've meditated for a good 30 minutes. The body just feels nice and tired. It feels relaxed. All that tension, anxiety has been burned out. It is extremely, and this is not just anecdotal, this has been studied. There's been tons of research on this, and the benefits of exercise are out of this world. So if you don't really have an exercise routine, I just highly encourage you to add one. I realize right now with all of us, or many of us anyway, under stay-at-home orders, it's hard to get out, go for a walk, go for a run. You may not want to do that, and that's fine, but there are plenty of videos on YouTube that can guide you through some decent exercise for beginners, for intermediate, for advanced people. So take advantage of that. Take advantage of that and start getting your heart rate up. Start, you know, getting your breath a little stronger. Do that. That will be helpful. On the diet side of things, the one thing I will say, I'm not a dietitian, okay? I'm not an expert in this area. But I will say, which I think is common knowledge, that if you're drinking tons of caffeine, and remember that tea, a lot of teas have caffeine as well, there's a strong relationship between feeling jittery, anxious, jumpy, having issues with sleep, and overconsumption of caffeine. So I would cut back. Again, if you're drinking tons of coffee, but you're not struggling with anxiety issues, then don't worry about it, right? But if you're finding that you're having issues with sleep, you're feeling tense, you're feeling anxious, you're feeling jumpy, easily startled, all this stuff, and you're pounding coffee or tea all day, I just encourage you to think about that. Cut back on that. Same thing with the sugar. Sugar, you know, raises your the level of sugar in your blood, obviously, when you consume a lot of sugar. And then you have these crashes and you have these ups and lows, and it just wreaks havoc on your body. I try to avoid carbs and sugar generally. So that's another thing to consider. Now, I have 2 more to get through, plus the bonus one. Just want to pause here for a quick second for a word from a sponsor, and I'll be right back. All right. Thank you for your patience. I am back. Let me just take a quick second here, remind you that if you ever want to reach out to me to ask a question, make a suggestion, express a concern, or if you have an idea for a future podcast episode, you could always email me at elucidatetherealat gmail.com. You could also hop on over to the YouTube channel by the same name, Dreams Warp. Find any one of the videos, doesn't matter which one it is. Post a comment under it, say, hey, I just heard your podcast, had a question, comment, a concern. I get notified right away whenever a comment is left on any one of the videos, and I could respond to you there. Always happy to engage with you all in the comment section of the YouTube video. I also recently started a Twitter account, so you could message me there. And go ahead and follow me. I do post things throughout the day, and I also retweet some things that I really like. And I think they serve as nice reminders throughout the day to focus on your practice, focus on your breathing, focus on mindfulness. So get on Twitter and follow me there for that good stuff. And finally, I'd like to say that if you are enjoying this content, you find that it is helpful, and you're listening to this on Apple Podcasts, it'd be great if you could leave me a quick review and a rating. That is another wonderful way to support the podcast, and I would really appreciate it. All right. So all that being said, we finished up with number 3. Let's get into number 4. Number 4 is, again, pretty basic, but I think it's very important. And it's basically the idea of socializing more. Now, I understand, again, with the stay-at-home orders, that socializing in person can be a challenge right now, especially with the 6-foot thing. But you can, thank goodness, it's a wonderful time to express gratitude for all this amazing technology that we have. Use FaceTime or whatever video conferencing thing you want to use. Zoom is working really well for people right now. You can just pick up the phone, call someone. The idea is to converse. That's really the idea that I'm trying to get across. Whether it is in a group or with one other person, it could be so helpful to just pick up the phone, call somebody you haven't talked to for a while, an old friend, call a family member, and just talk about how your day is going, what you've been thinking about lately, new shows you've started watching, this amazing podcast you started listening to. That was a plug right there, just in case you missed it. Or talk about things, you know, your own fears, your own feelings about what's happening. Just converse for a good 20, 30 minutes, catch up. Something like that really can be helpful. We are social creatures, and having that kind of increase in socialization can be very, very helpful. Now, one little caveat I'll throw in just here, just in case, little disclaimer. If you're going to call someone and just talk about how horrible this virus thing is, you know, that can, you know, might work against you. There's a fine line between, you know, getting your anxiety out in a healthy way and just talking about something in a way that only increases your anxiety. So unfortunately, that's something that you just got to be aware of. And hopefully you're using that in the right way. But again, I just think socializing more and reaching out can be very, very helpful. All right, that would be number four. And number five is I want to share with you one of my affirmations that I have been using. Now, affirmations are kind of a tricky thing for some. They're not for everyone. Some people really don't like them. They feel that they're kind of silly or cheesy or kind of new agey. I've felt that way sometimes in my life, actually, to be perfectly honest. But I have been using them for the last few years, and I do find that if when used the right way, they can be very helpful. And what do I mean by the right way? Well, the right way means that if you're just saying stuff because somebody suggested that you should say it, but you don't believe it, you don't think it's going to work, you think it's silly, or you're saying it and you're just repeating it in a mechanical way, and you're thinking about something else, or you're not really engaging in the practice of saying them, then you're not going to get much out of it. I mean, I'll be blunt. I mean, you're not going to get much out of it. Now, on the other hand, if you could take a statement and you could really, you know, put some emphasis in it, put some of your emotional umph, so to speak, into it, put some belief into it, say it with conviction, say it like you mean it, it actually can be very helpful, you know. And there's plenty of people from sports, you know, people who do sports, people who train, people who, you know, they use affirmations all the time. A lot of times it's kind of funny, but even when we're speaking to each other and we're encouraging each other, we are saying affirmations to one another, right? Like, you can do this, you know, you're capable, you're such a smart person, you're wonderful, right? We use them all the time. It's just that sometimes it's not conscious that we're using them. So one affirmation that I have been telling myself every morning, okay, I've shared with you all here. It's been a little while, but I made a video and I think a podcast episode or two about my daily routine. If you want to check that out, you can always search for it. But I always do my morning stuff and my evening stuff. And in the morning, I do some affirmations. So one of the affirmations that I've been telling myself that I've added to the mix, because I'm always adding and taking stuff out, is I've been telling myself, every cell of this body is filled with tremendous health and longevity. Every cell of this body is filled with tremendous health and longevity. And I say it like that. I say it like I mean it. And it just makes me feel more positive, okay? It makes me feel better. I do believe it reduces my discomfort, my sense of anxiety. And, you know, you can make the if you're like you're a type of person that's real concrete, you know, you can say that by reducing your anxiety, increasing your sense of safety, you're reducing your stress level, and, you know, high levels of stress is related to just poor immune system functioning. So keeping affirmations like that, and you could tell yourself that affirmation if you like it, or you find your own throughout the day. You could do it actually if you're doing the second suggestion, which was the mindful breathing every hour. After you do your 2 minutes or 3 minutes or 4 minutes, whatever you can do, you could tell yourself the affirmation a few times, okay? And you don't have to just use that one. You could use a few of them, maybe jot them down. Some people really, really like this kind of practice, and you could actually write them out, paste them on your mirror, paste them in your car, paste them on your refrigerator. And just every time you see them, you say it out loud. They serve as good reminders. So it's another nice practice that you can add to your day that I think can help you during this stressful time. Now, I promised you a bonus one, and I want to give it to you now. And the idea here is that I just this morning I was in a Zoom meeting with the Zen group that I'm in, and we were all talking about, you know, this kind of the same stuff, you know, this anxiety, this you know, this time that's appeared in our world. And you know, what an interesting thing how so many people around the planet are all thinking about the same thing, all concerned about the same thing. It's pretty. I mean, I don't know when was the last time something like that happened, right? It's happened, but it's been a really long time. And one of the things that one person mentioned, which really hit me, was somebody said, you know, that if I understood correctly, they have somebody staying with them who is older, and they've been so focused on helping them that they haven't really had that much time to think about their own fear, their own worry, their own anxiety. They've just been devoted to helping the other person. And I thought, wow, now that is powerful. So the idea is here is that if you can take it upon yourself to reach out to others, as you've seen some in the media, I've seen some reports of people, you know, kind of really going above and beyond, delivering food, cooking, you know, helping elderly do their groceries, stuff like that. You don't have to, you know, go to that extent, okay? What I'm saying is that, although that would be nice, but what I'm saying is that take some time throughout your day to call someone, check on them, see how they're doing, ask them if they need anything. Or, you know, find some way that you could ease someone else's suffering, you know, even if it's not related to the coronavirus, maybe it's related to something else they have going on in their lives, some other struggle they're having. So that is another wonderful bonus, technique that I would encourage you to take up. It could always be very helpful and make you feel very grateful too, when you reach out to help somebody else who is having a harder time than you are. So it's just something to think about. Anyway, I hope that you find these suggestions helpful, these tools, tips, techniques, whatever you want to call them. And I really hope and pray for your safety. Take care of yourselves, your family. Stay focused on your practice. Use this time if you have you know, extra time, as many of us do, to double up on your meditation, double up on your mindfulness, double up on your whatever you use, your visualization, your affirmations, your whatever it is, your exercise, all this stuff, because this is really a time of, although there's increased stress, there's also opportunities for growth, for learning, and for change. So take advantage of that. Don't miss that. I really want to thank you for listening, as usual. Stay tuned. I'll be back tomorrow with another installment of our Zen stream. And have a wonderful, wonderful rest of your day.